Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I knew it was coming out any time. I'm glad Daily Caller and everybody picked it up. I'm so busy, I didn't even know that, even though I've been financing it with your support, Love Trump's Hate, that it was already out, that it just came out. She's got an expanded director's cut that's going to air tonight on Will Johnson and Tom Papert's War Room. So she'll be on the second 30 minutes of the first hour, and then the second hour tonight on Firepower, they're going to try to air the entire documentary, Love Trump's Hate, which is a perfect name because you think it's an anti-Trump statement, but then you just go out and show people, and I've seen large excerpts of the film, Millie. I've been so busy, I didn't know that you just ended up finally posting it to Facebook, so great job. Hopefully you'll do a part two. We're going to post the full film right now after you leave us to Infowars.com and Newswars.com, but as you were telling me during the break, people need to go see it, because what you just saw in that Daily Caller boil down is nothing.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't even encompass the entire thing. There's so many great moments and clips in there. There's moments when you can see other people standing around Marcos having these aha moments, like, wait a second, maybe the left are the vile, angry ones. What's going on here? I mean, there are so many philosophical things. He gets into an amazing debate with a black InfoWars Trump supporter on the Trump side, and she just destroys all of his leftist arguments. She talks about how Obamacare made her have to pay all this money. I mean, he goes through all these people, and they just refute his arguments on the Trump side, and then we go back in, and we actually take some Trump supporters with us. So it's not just only Marcos over there. There are Trump supporters that are with us, and these leftist protesters threw water on them. They were telling them, get out of here, get on the other side of the street, you don't belong here. They were, you know, cursing them out, harassing them, yelling and screaming in our faces. Marcus Powell, in this clip with the Daily Caller, you can even see this white liberal lady, deranged lady, is in his face with an American flag doing this in his face, like right in his face, and she even pokes him in the eye with his flag. I mean, she called me a Russian agent. So it's just, it was so crazy, and this is what happens at these Trump rallies, and I really wanted to illustrate what actually goes on at these Trump rallies so that Americans themselves who don't want to go out to these rallies or haven't had an opportunity can see what the mainstream media will not show them. They won't show them that on the side of the street where the anti-Trump protesters are, they're screaming, yelling profanities at the Trump supporters, telling them, get out of here, you can't be in our city, all this vile stuff towards their fellow Americans. Meanwhile, the Trump supporters are standing there waiting in line peacefully, just waving and putting out peace signs. And yes, every once in a while, a statistical anomaly where you have like 40,000 Trump supporters in one area, you're going to have one person that snaps back at the crazy, deranged leftist. And then, of course, the mainstream media picks that up and runs it. Oh, Trump supporter, you know, beats up a leftist protester. Trump supporter, you know, screams at a leftist protester. Yeah, one person out of like 40,000 that are literally being heckled and screamed at and attacked by leftists nonstop at these Trump rallies. So that was the whole point of this, is to essentially show people what the mainstream media isn't willing to show. And I just feel like if we don't continue to put this type of information out there and we don't continue to get your support, you, the listener, support out there, I don't know what's going to happen if we have to leave it up to the mainstream media outlets, because the mainstream media outlets won't show this. And they're painting the narrative that gun owners are bad, that they're terrorists, that they're evil, that conservatives are terrorists and evil. What, if we get a Democrat candidate in, are they going to put us all, round us all up and put us in re-education camps? I mean, this is what it's coming to. And that's why we need your support. We need you guys to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get some awesome protein bars. These are the best. You can also get the Beto shirt, Beto not shirt. Practice your First Amendment while you save your second. We'll be right back on the other side.
Billy, you are awesome. And you're going to be co-hosting tonight with Papert and Will Johnson. We're going to air your film. Great job. Glad to know it's out. Amazing. Eddie Bravo coming up.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Attention, American pigs. China is in control of your country now. We own Hollywood, we own your debt, and we own Harvard and the Democratic Party. We have all your military courts, and we make 90% of your drugs, if we call that, and your vaccines. Oh, enjoy your cancer. Vaccines and your melamine and your baby formula we make for you and die. And don't fight back or the media will call your names and you don't want that. Shut up and do what we tell you. Shut up and die and get rid of Trump and Alex Jones. You are not going to beat us.
Well, the chosen one, Beto O'Rourke, was supposedly the guy that was going to beat Donald Trump. But really, he was just one more plastic, wooden, phony person that the establishment tried to give superstar status to, even though he didn't have 1 ounce of charisma in him. He's just like their whole New World Order system. Everything about it is sicky sweet, packaged, and full of hype. But because it's coming from soulless parasites,
necesitamos,
it never really has a connection to us and falls on deaf ears. Only the dumbest, willful slaves that serve the Democratic Party's lies and believe they're going to get all this free goodies from socialism and globalism buy into it. But as soon as Beto falls, they've just moved on to the next supposed savior. But his latest event, trying to look human, trying to look like a regular person, really blew up in his face bigger than anything. It went viral in a way he certainly is not happy about. Folks began to point out as he sat there and supposedly grilled hamburgers that he wasn't grilling them. He was cooking them on a no-stick pan on a regular stovetop, and that the cheese wasn't properly melted. And he did it in a very, you know, bizarre, halting, strange way. clearly not comfortable in his element and never done it before. But that's not the issue. It's that he puts it on an English muffin. And he begins to pant and say, look, that's not at all. Like he's a space alien that's visited the planet for the first time and is going through a human custom of hamburgers. But he's not a space alien. He's not a robot. He is a social climber. He is clearly a sociopath, probably a psychopath, that does these little so-called human rituals to try to trick you so he can get up close to you. All he's ever done is study how to manipulate because he's so disingenuous. He is a hollow man. So we'll play the audio for you, show you some of the tweets, but you can laugh at these, but it's really, really serious because not just in Texas, but anywhere, a real burger's not cooked on a stovetop, on a no-stick pan, flame broiled. Everybody knows that, or it's cooked over charcoal or over gas. You know, you melt the cheese, you know, you don't ever put beef or anything else on an English muffin. The way it's all crumpled just looks like he's escaped from a lunatic asylum. But the so-called super class isn't really a super class. They've been put there by the real powerful institutional wealth that's completely removed from humanity to just be their rear guard action while they develop their breakaway civilization. So that's food for thought. Back to Owen Schroyer and his special guest right here at InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Eddie Bravo and Sam Tripoli in studio with us for the next 2 hours, and Paul Joseph Watson takes over. And they're coming in with us tomorrow because they've got shows that I'm told some of which are sold out already, but still some folks might be able to go. Here in Austin, Texas. So, Sam Tripoli is an American comedian, writer, producer, host from Los Angeles, host of the Tinfoil Hat with Sam Tripoli, and, of course, we've got Eddie Bravo. Doesn't need any introduction. 10th Planet dojos all over the place, all over the world, very successful. Of course, good buddies with Joe Rogan. They both come up together, gotten famous and successful together, and he co-hosts the Joe Rogan podcast quite often, and at the same time, he, of course, has been a world champion jiu-jitsu expert who helped rewrite the rules from the whole Gracie cult. We're not putting them down. It's just that that's the facts. Good to have you here, man.
Good to have you.
Good to have you here.
Hey, man, you were class act. You came in. You were wonderful, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And, I talked to a lot of people like, Alex Jones on your show. I go, guy was the nicest dude ever. He was a good guy, so I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, you bet. You guys are awesome. I got a bunch of stuff I want to cover here. There's a ton of topics, but I wanted to ask you up front what you think is most important. You said, hey, let's talk about the cancel culture, the censorship, how crazy it's getting, how a lot of the left turning against it, because they're all getting in trouble. I mean, how is it okay for Tropic Thunder to be in blackface, but then if somebody else does it as a joke, it's bad? If it's a joke, it's a joke. I mean, I put green on and say I'm a lizard, and it's not done to be racist. What's the problem? But now Justin Trudeau may have to step down. We're going to show that video. In fact, roll some of that video of him in blackface. Go ahead. What's your take on that?
I'm good friends with a cat named Mike Ward, who's like this famous comedian who got heckled by two lesbians, and they took him to court, and he had to pay a fine for basically hate speech under Trudeau. I mean, like, it's ridiculous here, and that's
so enough. I say he needs to step down.
Yeah, I do think he needs to step down. I think, listen, I actually think that anybody should just be able to find the notion that if you wear blackface, all of a sudden you hate everybody. It's just ridiculous. It's like we got away from like what racism is. It's like you're horrible people.
I mean, Tropic Thunder's funny when he's doing that. And I make fun of white people, rednecks and stuff. And I did that whole Chinese dragon going, American scum. It's fun.
It's, dude, and here's the thing. The rules of comedy, there's no rule for everybody. There's so many fine print to everything. And that when someone you love does it, all of a sudden, like, you turn your head. And that's the problem. Are you going to force the rule, or are you going to be a hypocrite? And that's what we're seeing here. You need to go. You fire people for less. You need to go. Especially since you're enforcing rules on Canadians about, like, freedom of speech. Get out of here, dude.
Exactly. In fact, when it came out that the Republicans had done blackface, he called for the resignation. Well, then listen, you little piece of crap. Walk the plank.
It's just getting crazy, man. It's just out of control. And it's like as soon as you set a golden rule, someone you love is going to break it. And then what do? I mean, we got everyone going after my friend Shane Gillis for being kicked off of kicking him off of Saturday Night Live. And then you find out that Saturday Night Live did a giant yellow face sketch in 2014. What are we talking about?
I'm going to bring back Jack Belushi when he does the samurai.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm ready to do that, right? That's hilarious.
You think Trudeau is Fidel Castro's son?
No, but we actually have Fidel Castro's grandson actually works here.
Really?
Really?
I'm not kidding. I'll show you some photos of him.
Are you going to ask him about his cousin then?
No. I'm being sarcastic. One of our crew members, see, Tim's laughing. Drew, one of our crew members, literally looks like Fidel Castro.
But isn't there a picture of Fidel?
I mean, he's a big Mexican, and he looks like Fidel. He's got the big beard, and you're like, whoa, that's Fidel Castro.
There's a picture of Fidel Castro and Trudeau as a baby in his hands, right? Is that a
Trudeau's picture? Mother and father visited Cuba right around the time before he was was born, dude. I mean, we did this whole thing called Cuckapalooza on my show. I mean, what about Barbara Bush and her?
Aleister Crowley?
Yeah, they look exactly alike.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right. Sam Fridley, Eddie Bravo in studio for the balance of the transmission. Paul Watson takes over fourth hour. They'll be back in with us tomorrow. We're going to have open phones tomorrow, maybe even today. But I wanted to get into this with you guys. Let's do a plug for your one night only Friday night at the Paramount Theater. Tickets are going really fast. Usually when you come to town, they end up selling out, but it is a nice-sized theater. There's a good chance I'm going to be there. I want to come see these guys. But regardless, tell folks how they find it, how they get tickets.
Sam? I think you go to ParamountAustin.org, and the tickets are there. Just put in Paramount Theater Austin. Tickets will come up. You click on it and join us, man.
It starts at 7, so
now,
it's early.
Now, if you're like, oh, am I just going to hear all these? No, it's a real comedy show. Just you get to hear myself, Eddie Bravo, a couple of our friends who are here, do some stuff. And then at the end, we do Q&A. We answer all your questions. And people seem to love it, dude.
Tinfoil hat comedy selling out all over the country. Steak side at the Paramount. 713 Congress Avenue, Austin, Texas. That is Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night. So you don't want to miss that. And you guys should tweet the link out. What's the best place for people to find you on Twitter or wherever?
Just go to at Sam Tripoli, TRIPOLI. And Eddie's got Eddie, what is it?
At Eddie Bravo, 10P, 10P.
Got to teach you guys how to plug a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm teasing you. Hey, seriously, though, I want to get into weather modification, geoengineering, and how we're completely vindicated next segment. How it's all admitted now in the national news. It's in textbooks. That, oh, we put it in the jet fuel, and it's aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and also the radioactive isotopes. That's the next segment. This is a shorter segment, a little bit longer segment coming up. Just the state of the world, both of you, what would you call what's going on in the world where Epstein comes out, that he's running a eugenics cult, and all these people and devil worship and world government and the Iran situation and just all the craziness that's going on.
I mean, dude, it's all about these lizard people, dude, and how they're trying to control us through pain and suffering and anger, man. You know, and I know, it's all these people. When everyone's related, it's all the same. They can't create anything, and they make us all angry all the time. Like that shooting commercial, what is that about? That's bringing fear and anger. They don't want us to focus that we are the real power, man. If we all come together, we can control everything, and they don't want
you
that.
Say lizard people, but the globalists say they're making a breakaway civilization. They're going to merge with machines and be gods. And, and then they're telling us, you're bad, roll over and die. And they're changing the atmosphere. Then I watch They Live, written from a 1960s book, made in the 1980s, and it's like a documentary.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. Everything you were saying forever, everything I've been saying, everything Eddie's been saying, all comes out true. But nobody ever wants to remember that.
They're out to get us. They're attacking our genetics. They're killing us. And while we're all busy fighting with each other over what color we are, they're literally creating a post-human world in their own words.
We are cattle, and the farmers don't want us unionizing. That's what's going on, dog.
What's going on, dog?
Were you going to play that clip of John Brennan?
I'm saying next segment.
Oh, next segment.
Next segment. Okay. I'm asking you about...
Come on, Eddie.
I'm planting the hook. But I'm asking you...
What do you think now that it's... They've admitted that they're doing it.
I think the lizards are bisexual. I'm just throwing that out.
What do you think? What do you think?
Bisexual. I'm not having any sexual lizard.
Okay, now that.
There they like it.
Go ahead.
Now that they admitted that they're spraying the skies, now they're saying they're trying to protect Earth and the atmosphere. What do you think is the real reason for it?
I want to get into it next segment. We'll do a couple segments on it. That's what I'm asking you is about the big picture, which then feeds into that. Why are they trying to build NBC News, Washington Post? Humans are bad. Post-human world's about to be here. Humanity will be extinct within one generation. A new superhuman will be here. I mean, this is diabolical Hitler stuff.
Well, you know what it is, man? They want transhumanism because they know when they die and they go to the archons, they're going to have to go to some lesser form and come back as like a one-eyed woodchuck because they're such evil people and they'll never go to a higher level and have to hang out with the gods. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
They're scumbags. They're lizards. They have no consciousness.
And this is as high as they get. They're just feeding on us.
And they don't want to
die. We're in horrible form.
Yep.
By the way, they admit that.
Yep.
You imagine they know they're scum.
Yeah.
They just have been around, so it's like a full-grown adult, like, beating a baby up.
Yeah.
Once you grow up, he can't beat you up. But right now, they're kicking our ass.
I want to fight John Bolton for charity. I say right here, John Bolton, me, you, in the octagon, fight. All money goes to charity.
That, let me tell you, that's a perv stash.
Yeah, that is.
By the way, I know for a fact he's into some perv stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's definitely some 1985 hardcore gay porn stash.
He is a leather daddy.
For sure, a leather daddy. 100% power bottom. That's my opinion.
Family show.
Oh, my apologies.
No, really, I reportedly. Reportedly, that is what Bolton does. And that's the whole inside thing in New York, so whatever.
So let me tell you
something. I just don't know why. But he's, not in a little leather outfit. Why he wants to blow the planet up?
Why? What's going on with Iran? We got rid of the guy that wanted the Iran stuff, and now we got this thing happening again.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, but
what is wrong? Yeah,
that guy
likes it weird.
You want to stay away from that.
Yeah, Jared Kushner likes it weird, too. He looks like he likes to have sex with a knife to his throat. Anybody else?
He does look like that.
Doesn't he? Like, that's the only way you can get the magic happen? I'm just telling you, dude. He looks like he likes to put laugh tracks in snuff films. Anybody else? Like, that's his hobby? And can we get more coffee?
We're going to have a break. That's the good part about this. And we can give you tranquilizers. Can we get tranquilizer guns in Tripoli? Get my blow dart gun. Get me Hitler in here. Get me Hitler on the phone. I can call Hitler's grandson in here right now. You know, we actually have Hitler's grandson in the building.
Yeah, dude.
Where's he from?
People Argentina?
We actually do.
Where's he from? Argentina?
It works for me.
Really? That soundbite's going to come back to haunt you.
That's a joke. No, he's a new good Hitler. He's fighting.
He's crazy. Good Hitler.
Yeah, the clone in the future is going to fight the bad Hitler. We're just sending back in time.
They're going to take that soundbite and play it on CNN.
Yeah, That's what they do. It's a joke.
That's what they do, dude.
He's employing Hitler's grandkids. It's true.
Come on, dude. Confirm. We all know that Hitler was a gay Jew shill. He was Jewish. He's a Rothschild. And he had a crystal meth problem, which means you're going to get weird and try to stuff stuff into your prison wallet, okay? And he was obviously controlled opposition. So it's true. I mean, it's true. The guy was in the
weird
stuff.
He was set up by British intelligence, and they had a peace treaty.
No, dude, he was a Rothschild.
The king of England.
He was a Rothschild.
The EU.
Is that proven?
No, that's actually true.
That he's a Rothschild?
Yeah.
Well,
his father was Olus, and his grandmother was the maiden.
The main Rothschild house in Austria, in Vienna. But that's only part of it. And now we're getting serious here. Okay, Hitler's not in the building. That was a joke. Hitler's left the building a long time ago. But seriously, British intelligence, Lord Milner, set up the Nazi party. Kaiser Wilhelm was funded by John D. Rockefeller, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, Cold Springs Harbor out of New York. They set the whole thing up. They had a peace treaty. They were going to put the King of England, Edward VIII, who was German, on the EU throne. So the Olympics sign was Hitler came up with that. The Volkswagen, he came up with all that. He drew the first Volkswagen, the engine in the back.
He was an architect, right?
Well, yeah, he designed it all. Yes. With Albert Speer.
He designed all sorts of buildings.
And the Autobahn and everything.
Yeah.
So he had this whole big plan. The Rothschilds are pretty smart folks. But British intelligence had it all set up with Edward VIII, where they pulled him back and set the whole deal up and blew up the Germans.
He said his final thing was the gods of war have turned to the other side. What do you think that means?
He said, but we fight for the coming man. So they think this new global messiah to rule the EU worldwide is coming. All right, that's all real.
We crushed that segment, dog. We crushed this segment.
Jedi, you have done well, Lord Vader.
I'll be back. Band.video. is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Buha Special. Buha. Buha Special. All right, let's get serious. Here. Got any bravos? Not said a word yet. He's just about to break my neck, though. That was a joke, but I was on Joe Rogan's biggest podcast ever. When I was like, I'm going to kick your ass. Everyone's like, Jones, you can't kick his ass. I know. It's called a joke. Like when I said Fidel Castro's grandson works here, or Hitler's grandson works here. It's a joke. Ha, ha, ha. But I'm not about to be joking! I'm about to go crazy!
That's the sound bite.
Now we're gonna fight!
That's the sound bite right there. Then you gotta edit that.
Ooh, glassless! Anyway.
Sounds like if Adolf Hitler was still alive, he'd be down with this song, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He'd be smoking meth, hanging out with Ed Buck. Get weird.
But who would be pitching and catching between Hitler and Ed Buck?
Oh, Buck's definitely a top.
Yeah,
he's a weirdo like that. But it's like nothing happens, dude. Like I hang out. I do the Skank Fest every year with Legion of Skanks, and they got in trouble for Louis C.K. being on, and everyone went nuts on them. But everyone associated with Jeffrey Epstein seems to be business as usual. Nothing ever happened.
We're going to hit Epstein next hour.
Okay, I will hold that to next hour.
Let me just get to what we can prove. Because it's a joke. Fidel Castro's grandson or Hitler's grandson works for us. That was a joke.
He was joking.
Media Matters, your main patron actually did work for Hitler, not me. Okay, let's get that straight. But getting dead serious here. In 1992, two scientists, you can pull it up, won the Nobel Prize for Science for a plan to add aluminum salts, barium dioxide, and other things to jet fuel, use the jet engines to aerosolize it, and then cause a nuclei in the atmosphere to cause rainstorms. But they also did other experiments where they thought they would, quote, block solar radiation. But what they found is the ultraviolet goes through it, doesn't ever leave the planet, because by the time it goes through and then bounces back up, it stays in the atmosphere. Okay, because you have it going down and back up, you get twice as much. Now, they claim there's global warming. They're trying to make the world warm. It was getting warm for about 70, 80 years. Now it's been cooling, all the studies show. And there's all the science on that. They would say, oh, the science is settled. That's another hoax. Okay, like saying Trump has, you know, kids in cages and they're dying. It's not true. I'm not defending Trump. I'm defending reality. But now they've got all these pieces about, in fact, the name of this piece is How Bill Gates Would Save Us from Climate Change with Geoengineering. That's the NBC headline of a 13-minute piece, okay? How Bill Gates Would Save Us. Now, they've been doing this since 92, an operation worldwide in 1996. It's happening all over the planet. And we have the full 13 minutes up on Infowars.com. It's also at naturalnews.com, Bombshell, Global Engineering, Chemtrails, Experiment. And then it goes on from there, pushed by Bill Gates, also funded by Nazi Link, Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, linked to eugenics and depopulation. Now, the point is that I've hammered this, Eddie's hammered it, we've all talked about it, and I love Joe Rogan, good friend of mine, great guy. He'll say we're crazy, it doesn't exist, because I have 100 textbooks and CFR reports and the CIA director admitting they've been doing it. They don't want us discussing it outside of academia. They just feel like real idiots, the kids. That doesn't exist, Junior. Electricity doesn't either. So this is what they're doing. Save us. Save us, Bill Gates. So let's play a little piece from NBC. Here it is.
How long will it be that countries keep experiencing these climate impacts before someone gets desperate and says, hey, we need to cool the planet with solar geoengineering?
It would look something like this. Thousands of planes would fly very high and use nozzles to inject millions of tons of light-reflecting particles into the stratosphere. It would create a thin chemical cloud of those particles around the whole planet, blocking some sunlight from reaching the surface.
That's NBC.
It would mimic a giant volcanic eruption, which we know cools the Earth.
So it's a project that's been worldwide since 96. Department of Energy gets $5 billion a year. They just don't use the word chemtrail. It's all public. I mean, I made a film that documents the ceiling. But if you just laugh at it, it doesn't exist. Well, I'm going to show you the CIA director admitting it when we come back. But, my friend, have we not been vindicated? It is time for you, the Titan, to be released and speak.
It's incredible that even after John Brennan, while he was the director of the CIA, gets in front of the CFR.
On C-SPAN.
And you can watch this on YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube. And he talks about how the CIA is interested in geoengineering. Here he is right here.
We'll cover next segment. But he admits they've been testing it, but now they're going to go operational. But he says, but some governments don't like it because we can hurt them with it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's how they do it. You know, at first, what are the odds that before John Brennan admitted it, that they're going to start doing it? You're going to start doing it. This was 2016. So 3 years ago, almost 4 years. People still, after he admitted it, people still like, oh, no, it's a...
What about Joe now? Because you...
Oh, this is my point. Before he admitted it, the CIA spraying chemicals in the sky was the craziest tinfoil hat conspiracy before he admitted it. So that's a tinfoil hat conspiracy that the CIA is spraying the skies. And then now John Brennan, 2016, gets in front of the CIA.
And now NBC.
And he says, hold on, let me finish. And then he says, oh, yeah, this is how we're going to save the planet. We're going to spray the skies to save the planet. So what are the odds that a crazy tinfoil hat conspiracy is the, it turns out to be the exact plan to save the planet? What are the odds?
They're rolling it out.
It all works out so luckily. Yeah, it just turns out, you know, that crazy tinfoil hat conspiracy that the CIA is spraying the skies? Guess what? We have to do it.
And I'm not trying to dunk on your best friend, Joe Rogan, but...
Please don't.
But he should have a whole show now, and we should have a discussion. You know, he's the Johnny Carson of our time. We should, you know.
He is.
So... what does Joe say now? We can call him up and ask. But, I mean, seriously, because I haven't asked him yet. Hey, Joe, it's totally admitted now. Because when we're at dinner, he's like, come on, guys, they're not doing it. We're like, hey, Joe, let us show you the CFR. Come on, guys.
Yeah. He just, you know what, he doesn't want to get involved in conspiracy theories. I get it. You know, he's got his reasons. He just doesn't want to get involved in it.
Sure. All I know is aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and radioactive isotopes give you Alzheimer's, so they better frickin' stop it, Bill Gates. Oh, I forgot, he funded the mosquitoes they released that caused super mutants to rise that kill you faster in Brazil. Oh, but it was an accident. He's behind that. See, you've heard about Dr. Evil or James Bond villains? He's the real one.
Yeah, what is up is really dumb, man. Every time we think somebody's a good guy, we find out they're really not the good guy.
Are you talking about Bill Gates?
Yeah, he funds all the mosquito releases. They just mutated in Brazil, and now they have a super mutant.
How about that famous speech where he's talking about population control?
That's the stuff. Humans down to zero?
Yeah, he's talking about population control and how as long as health care and the vaccine programs are instilled, That population control is going to, the plan is going to...
And he shows a graph.
That is a lizard-looking lizard, right? That's a lizard-looking guy.
He does act like a lizard.
He looks like a lizard.
Kind of sneaks around.
And here's the whole thing about lizards. They can't congrate, right? So what do we know about Microsoft? They jacked their whole system. Same thing with Apple. Like, they jacked their operating systems because they can't create. Now they want to kill us all. I mean, like, dude, there's not a bunch of conspiracies. There's just one big conspiracy.
And they're anti-human, building an anti-world, and now telling us, pulled the NBC thing from like 2 weeks ago. They're like, humans will all be extinct within 100 years, and a new alien species we're building will take over. They're saying they're merging with machines and we're all dead. But it's for the environment.
It's unbelievable. I mean, like, here's the thing. There's all these money grabs out there, right? There's, like, NASA, nuclear war, the environment. These are things that we never tangibly see, but yeah,
scroll
we throw money
up.
In.
It's scroll down. It says right there, we'll all be extinct in one generation, but it's good for the Earth. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. I was behind a paywall. Print that for me again. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Sam Tripoli, and Eddie Bravo in studio with us as we broadcast worldwide. Whatever you do, don't share those links. Don't override AI. Don't believe in a human future. We'll over and die, humans. Ha ha.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There are some articles on Infowars.com that need to get out to people. But I'm not going to cover them until we hit the next segment. But one of them is simply amazing. It's on Infowars.com. China has outlawed the Christians, obviously, and they've killed millions of them. But now they have state-run, but instead the Bible is now Mao Zedong quotes. I'm not kidding. The new Bible of Christianity is Mao Zedong and communist quotes in the Ten Commandments, in all of it. That is a Kit Daniels article at Newswars.com. And Infowars.com, and we're going to be getting to that again coming up, but that needs to get out to everybody. This is the plan, but now with the AI computers, they can just come in and, oh, you said somebody's name we didn't like. We're going to ban you. Instagram on my Facebook is now banning photos of people at gun ranges claiming they promote violence. They're part of a terrorist organization. See, the Democrats listed the NRA as terrorists. Well, now the gun owners are terrorists. This is very serious. It's moving very, very quickly. We'll talk about it next hour with Eddie Bravo and Sam Tripoli, co-host, one of the most popular podcasts out there. A lot of folks obviously know Eddie from his jiu-jitsu and UFC and the Joe Rogan podcast and so much more. Tripoli's been all over national television, a well-known top comic as well. But let's get back to the geoengineering going on, how it's all out in the open. Here is the former CIA director 3 years ago, John Brennan, when he was director of CIA, rolling out and going, okay, it's really going on. We're talking about some of the problems, all the things we pointed out. They don't want us debating this, just like Google and Facebook with their systems listening to in your house. We told you 15 years ago. Now they're telling you. They're telling you that's the way it is. Get used to it. So they want to make it ubiquitous, already in. You're already used to it. You already have a habit. You're already enslaved, like vaping pens. Once you're already addicted, they're putting heroin in them. Oh, yeah, fentanyl, a lot of them. Once you're already totally addicted, well, then they tell you it's a problem because they're going to control it, put you in jail for it. But let's go ahead and run. You guys talk over this or pause whenever you want, Eddie. And Sam, so here's the CIA director admitting they're manipulating the atmosphere. They're going from testing to operational. They've really been operational for 15 years. Here it is.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change.
Wow.
One that has gained my personal attention.
Why is it that? You need to hear this.
Let's start it over, yeah. But understand, this is a weapons rollout, like Star Wars is defensive. No, it's a weapon system. Oh, now there is weather control. It's to save you from the global warming. But meanwhile, it's really a weapon. Go ahead and roll it.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive.
Oh.
The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
That's right. So far as the test, $5 billion a year.
Moving forward on SAI would also be a number of challenges for our government and for the international community.
What?
On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere.
Oh,
you don't know.
On the geopolitical side,
the
technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations.
That's why they keep it secret.
Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions.
Yeah, gotta kill the
planet. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI.
You notice how he's trying to sound like super nice?
On the weather, yeah, we could kill everybody, but yeah, we're getting rid of the atmosphere.
We're doing this to protect you.
We're doing it because we love you, Earthlings.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. And people still deny it.
And we're on a planet.
People still deny it.
I mean, right? The aliens are going to hit us, folks.
You just
hit us
like this. Yeah, they just admitted.
Well, no, I mean, the only reason I go with all this is I'm cover all the kooky stuff and all the guys that saw UFOs, the government bases, and all that made-up crap. It's interdimensional. It's satanic, like the Bible says. And they're literally programming humans to build and change the Earth into something for them. And then I guess they physically show up after that. But they went to collaborators, made a deal, and they go, you're going to merge the machines. You got to kill everybody. But we'll let a few of you work with us. If you kill yourselves, you'll become gods. Don't believe these devils. Sam, go ahead and read people. NBC News telling us we're all dead.
Okay. This is by James Lovelock. Tens of thousands of years, humans have reigned as the planet's only intelligent, self-aware species. But the rise of intelligent machines means that that could change soon, perhaps in our own lifetime. Not long after that, Homo sapiens could vanish from Earth entirely.
Oh.
Right? That is the jarring message of a new book by James Lovelock, the famed British environmentalist and futurist. Futurist is code for shady, okay? Our supremacy as the prime understanders of the cosmos is rapidly coming to an end, he says in this book.
And all these futurists say, we're scum, we're bad, but the elite is going to merge with machines and all you die. You die now. And they go, oh, you take fentanyl now. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. The Chinese are the Borg, dog. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
The strip, the Borg, man. Yeah. Everyone always goes, oh, who's, if U.S. and China get into a fight, who's going to win? Dude, they can't come up with original ideas. They have to jack everybody's swag. So we innovate, dude. So we're going to tell them, oh, we're going to zig, and they're going to zig, and we'll zag, and we'll take them. I'm telling you right now, dude, that is their biggest
fault. Let's just say, they kill people for thousands of years that do their own deal. All the smart folks that are independent, they're obviously IQ smart, ran to Hong Kong, Taiwan, and now China's invading that. And our media's like, oh, good, they helped you now. Kill Taiwan, Hong Kong.
Dude, if you look at the story of China with the head of Google and that whole story, dude, how he created their...
Apple gave all the code keys 2 years ago to China, and they run everything.
Dude, they created... Google creates the social score, right? And China's so scared of the head of Google turning on them that they basically poison him and his kids. And they're like, either you play ball or else you won't have the poison. And he's like, I ain't playing ball. One of his daughters passes away, yeah, and he has to go to, like, North Korea to get a remedy. That's all real, dude.
Okay, I've heard the Chinese mafia is, like, killing everybody right now in L.A.
It's so crazy, official. Dude. Oh, dude, really? They're in L.A.?
Oh, yeah.
I don't live in L.A. I moved.
No, it's real, man.
I love China.
Yeah. I've been to China. China's pretty cool if you're an outsider. If you're, like, if you're into some weird kind of Buddhism, they kidnap you and harvest your organs, dog.
I like Bruce Lee.
I do. I love Bruce Lee. I don't
Quentin Tarantino. I love you guys a lot, but I'm not scared of my papers over there. I'm going to change the
shot. What's that? Okay, I'll keep going. I like China. I watched the Cubs win the World Series at a Cajun restaurant in Beijing. That's how much I love China, okay? I did stand up there. It was a lot of fun. But you know what? Man, I think there's certain countries, Israel playing both sides of the ball, playing China and the United States, kind of like in the World War II where they played the United States and Europe. Whichever wins, they come out on top. Hey, I got to ask you, why did Israel give China a giant port? Like, I thought this was a religious land. Why are they giving this group the biggest port in Israel?
No, I mean, I agree. I mean, I think Israel is playing both sides. I think that's what all the corporations are doing. That's what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, dude, and they're just going to leave us. It goes back. It's horrible, dude. Like, it's really bad that we paid for everything, and now it's going to be used against us.
Well, China, the CFR, the globalist administration, is positioned to get rid of all of us. And they're killing their own people, 115 of their own people, 115 million. And the New York Times last week came out and praised China and said, it's the model, it's so wonderful. And Mao Zedong was a great guy. He personally had killed about triple what Hitler did.
Yeah. Then there's that guy that went to Africa. What's his
name? But don't say bad. Let's rag on you, all your races.
Oh, man. You are never going to be on Saturday Night Live, bro.
Hey, you're
never going to be on Saturday Night Live.
You guys want to hear? I love it.
Al Jones has been fired from the cast of Saturday Night Live this year.
Did you know we come back in just 2 minutes, 2 minute break? I'm actually playing official directive from Xi Jinping. And then, by the way, Greatly Poor was only one project. The Cultural Revolution estimated to kill 86 million, the Chinese say.
Oh, my God.
How are they killing all these millions? That's a lot of millions.
What do they do? We starve you to death.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they do?
It's okay, though. We communist Chinese. We kill our own people. You're racist. You stop it.
They kill you, man. I can't.
What, you go to the Jimmy O School of Acting?
Hey, hold on. That's hilarious. Hey, I actually have a message from the Communist Chinese when we come back. Infowars.com. Band.video. Live feeds at Band.video. It's like, you're not on the air anymore. The hell we aren't. Hey. We're blasting out 100 radio stations.
You should do a split screen of, like, you and you dressed up as, like, a Chinese.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.